The Shaykh says something else. Now he's going to mention about, he's going to talk about dua al-istiftah, the supplications that is from the sunan of the salat. The opening supplication, it is considered from the sunan of the prayer with the consensus of the people of knowledge. And these supplications are to be said when a person say Allahu Akbar, the first takbir when they start the salah, and before they recite al-Fatiha. When a person say Allahu Akbar, and before they begin to recite al-Fatiha, it is the sunnah to make this dua. He says, and there is many duas. You can say many of them. He says, we're not about saying what dua you say. He said that we want to draw your attention to is that some of the people, when they come late, and while the imam is already praying, and they don't know, he says, because this is a silent salat, dhuhr, asr, for example, and they don't know if the imam is in the first rak'ah, the second, the third, or the fourth. All they know that when they came, they find that the imam is already standing. And they don't know when that imam may make ruku' in any moment. The Shaykh said, these people, what they do? They say, Allahu Akbar, and they make the dua slowly. And then they say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillah ar-rahman ar-rahim. And as soon as they recite the ayah or two, Fatiha, imam say, Allahu Akbar for ruku'. The Shaykh says, no. These people, when a person come, said, well, we want to draw the attention, that if you come late while the imam is already in the salat and is silent, is not reciting, then at that moment what you do, immediately after saying Allahu Akbar, you begin to recite Surah Al-Fatiha. And the Shaykh was going to elaborate on why you do this, why you skip the dua, which is a sunnah, and go straight to the Fatiha at this time. That's what we're going to find out, inshallah. Make dua, ask Allah to
Allah. So when a person come late and find the imam already in the salat, silent salat, he don't know the imam what he's reciting,
that person should not, after saying Allahu Akbar, should skip the opening supplication, dua al-istiftah, and go straight to reciting Surah Al-Fatiha. Why? Because reciting Al-Fatiha is an obligation. Is an obligation that the salat is not accepted, is not sahiha, is not sound without reciting it. Whether that person is the imam himself, or praying behind the imam, or when you pray by yourself, you always have to recite Al-Fatiha in every rak'ah. He said, as for this opening supplication, it is only sunnah, is recommended. So in this case, you give precedence to that which is obligatory on that which is recommended. He says, even keep in mind, if a person in his salat did not say the opening supplication, whether he did it on purpose, he didn't want to say it, or he forget, or he didn't have knowledge of it, that person's salat is still sound with the consensus of the ulama. So therefore he says, one thing that we want to draw your attention to, you have to pay attention to your salat, and you should know the imam you pray behind. He says, we alhamdulillah, we pray in some masajid, and we know this a'imma. We pray behind them many times. And we pray behind them, but we know, we observe that this imam, he recites slow. This imam, he's medium, his recitation is medium. This imam, speeding, he recites very fast. So now if you pray behind the imam, he says, especially in the salat that is not loud, you pray behind the imam who's medium to, or somebody who's speed, then you too, you're not going to sit there behind that imam who you know usually he recites fast, and you're going to sit there and recite al-Fatiha and nice, slow. Then you're going to go ruku' and you just finish maybe two or three rak'ahs. No, if you're the imam, you know that imam recites fast, then you have to recite Al-Fatiha fast too. So that before he go to the ruku', you already, alhamdulillah, finished your the recitation of the Fatiha. He says, so pay attention to this, inshallah ta'ala, both men and women.